Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship, Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. The Portage County Board Committee of the Whole meeting will take place on Tuesday, January 31st at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. Space will be limited for this meeting, so the public viewing area will be in Conference Room 5 on the third floor of the Portage County Annex Building. Mid-State Technical College has announced its Dean's List for the 2022 fall semester. The list recognizes students who are enrolled with 6 or more credits and have earned a minimum grade point average of 3.75 during the semester. The full list is posted on the college website at mstc.edu. After a big dumping of snow this weekend, snowmobile trails are now open throughout Wisconsin. Some trails are not groomed, so local snowmobile groups say to be careful. Remember that no ice is safe ice. Lakes, ponds, and marshes that look safe may not be frozen. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 3 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 12 below. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 11. Dry and turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper teens to the low 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 3 above.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Any danger, Sam, of anything blowing up in my kitchen if I decide to homebrew?
I think the worst thing that can happen is probably, you know, some exploding bottles.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. This is our third hour, the 1 o'clock hour, the no sour, haha, funny power hour. Thank you, Greg Bach. And we are going to have some fun this hour. So we... I think last week was the week that they said that the M&M's spokes candies were going away.
Yeah, and they were going to be replaced by...
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. Yeah. Yeah.
So one, turns out that wasn't true. And two, someone in the at the Washington Post wrote an unbelievable satire piece on how the M&M's felt themselves when they were told that they were being fired. So we're going to have some fun with that at 1:30. And then at 1:20, we got... 10 more things. I did my math wrong.
Oh.
We only got 2 days left in the year.
Gotta squish them in.
And we got 80 through 100 left of the 100 things to slightly improve your life without really trying. So we got 10 of those in coming up in the next segment. But in this segment, is this liberation or betrayal? Now, you did some Marie Kondoing in your house this weekend, didn't you?
I did some purging, yes.
How'd that go?
It went okay.
Did you find things that sparked joy?
No.
None of it sparked joy, so you just got rid of most of it?
I went through books, and I didn't realize I had already done a pretty good purging job of my books.
Okay.
But I did get a box of books full for Connor.
That's good.
And I think part of the best way to do things like that is to do it one small chunk at a time. If you go like, I'm going to clean the entire office, you're never going to do that. If you say, I'm going to go through my books and at least collect one whole box of books. That's doable.
Bite size.
Yeah, bite size. You got to do it little by little.
I'm not good at that. I am good at seeing the big picture and the final, what I think the final version will be.
Should be.
And all of the things that need to happen for that to happen. And then I get very mad at myself when I don't get enough of those, all of those projects done in one day. And then everything just gets left on the floor.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't finish it, and now I'm on to the next thing.
Okay.
So, a little insight on what it's like to be married to me. And but I bring that up because Marie Kondo herself, who has made her entire career off of telling people to tidy up and declutter and get rid of things that do not spark joy, has admitted that she is, quote, kind of given up, end quote, when it comes to tidying up now that she is a mom of three.
Well, I can see where that would make an enormous amount of difference.
And so, you know, the life-changing magic of children. And I see this as liberating, as far as someone who, you know, maybe when it was a lot easier to keep things clean and tidy up and have the time to do the projects of decluttering and getting rid of stuff. But then, you know, life happens and kids happen and the accumulation of toys happen. But I guess people kind of freaked out. And so this was she was talking to someone at the Washington Post, talking to the Washington Post. She says, "Now I realize what is important to me is enjoying spending time with my children at home," the Japanese cleaning consultant recently told listeners, according to the Washington Post. And I just think that's very realistic. And she kind of claimed that it was always, the entire method was always about living a joyful life and less, and that you could find more joy with less stuff. Did you ever read the book?
No.
I own the book. I did not read the book either.
You own it, but you did not read it.
I own a lot of books that I have not read. It's embarrassing.
Okay, well, I just gave a box away, so give me some of your books that you're not reading.
All right. I'll pick some out I'll pick out some of the ones I have read. But that has been on, I think I was given that book by multiple people because I am not the tidiest. Although I'm pretty good at getting rid of stuff. Having moved 12 times So since 2016 to 2020, I moved like 10 times, well, like 10 apartments.
You must have become pretty mobile.
And so by the time I moved back to Wisconsin from LA, and especially because I had spent, so my timeline was, started 2020 in LA in an apartment, fully moved in, and we had already moved twice in LA from apartment to apartment. So we'd already gotten rid of some stuff and was pretty mobile. And then I was at my parents' house from March until September with a suitcase of stuff. And so I think I realized how much I could live without, like how much stuff was sitting at my apartment in LA that I didn't need and didn't even forget that I had or whatever. And once you get there, it's kind of, oh, it's nostalgia. But a lot of the random stuff, I was like, I don't need this, especially because I didn't know where I was going to be living in Milwaukee.
Sure.
And moving cross country and all these things. And so I ended up moving from LA to Milwaukee with 12 boxes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty light.
And then I never really reaccumulated without being in my now marriage, because pretty quickly I moved into a furnished apartment at first. Then I moved in with Mike and now we live together. So most of our stuff, most of our clutter, totally his. And I feel totally confident in saying that on air.
So he needs to purge some things.
He needs to purge stuff. I can re-gift that book to him as far as don't give up. We don't have kids yet, so work
on
the garage.
Do it now.
But I don't know. How do you feel? Do you feel like this is a betrayal as far as the woman who made an entire career out of helping people tidying up now kind of flippantly saying, yeah, I don't really do that anymore?
No, I don't think it's a betrayal, but I think she will find, with three children now, the need for purging is going to be even greater because you're just going to collect more stuff.
Yeah. I remember one of my girlfriends I have lots of friends who have kids, but in this specific friend group, we were all together for a wedding and our friends in San Francisco had just bought this new big house. It was beautiful and they were pregnant with their first kid, and the friend who was pregnant kind of had these like aspirational goals as far as what kind of toys were going to be allowed in the first level that like went with the vibe of the house.
Excuse me?
Like classic wood toys and stuff like that. And our friends who had older children were like, just laughed at her like, oh yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with not having plastic, like crappy, breakable stuff everywhere. And you're going to step on everything. And it's like, good luck if you think you're going to be able to control just because you're the parent. No, you're not.
I have many, many, many other questions about this particular person because I think they're setting themselves up for lots of failures down the road.
Well, the kids won, but I haven't been back to the house since that that weekend to see what the house looks like now as far as how many offensively obnoxious toys are littered throughout the living room.
Just to make sure that I'm following this correctly, She wanted toys that were aesthetically pleasing for that area of the house, not about her child's enjoyment.
Yeah. I mean, yes, which is kind of funny because she's not typically that kind of person. And I think it was just because of the newness of the house. So they had just spent all of this money on, like, furnishing it. And
sure.
It looked, and it is beautiful.
Perfect. I'm sure it's perfect.
It's so beautiful. And then I think the idea of having some control over the fact of what it can, trying to keep it looking like that, despite children being entered into the equation. And I think that has probably, that idea has probably burst, but if it hasn't burst yet, probably by the time he's two, it will have.
You may as well invite a kangaroo in your house. I mean, it's the same thing as a toddler. They're not going to listen. You know what I mean?
I think a kangaroo is stronger.
Probably.
Like, I'd rather get in a fight with a toddler than a kangaroo.
And a kangaroo could probably take you. You're right.
Kangaroo would knock me out.
But here's my question. Do people still do hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Because I was the last of six, and I rarely got anything that was new.
We have, and I'm sure if we have a girl, this will also happen, but in our family, this Mike's family, so my sister-in-law has a good friend who has a daughter who's like a year or two older than my niece.
Okay.
And then the niece has two second cousins, like their cousins, who have two more girls. And so the line of stuff that has gone between Amanda's kid to Maddie to the two girls.
Oh,
and
funny.
Then if we have a girl, inevitably,
you're going to get it.
We will get it.
Oh, and that's
so
good.
So yeah, but this is mostly clothes.
But that's good.
Toys, I feel like, the toys that get used are kind of hard to be like, here's this Barbie with its hair chopped off and this deflated ball, or the Lego thing that is missing pieces or whatever. Like, toys, I think, are harder
to re-gift.
To re-gift and have the kind of newness of my toy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I can see.
But clothes, I mean, they're going to get dirty and outgrow them so quickly anyways.
Bicycles, roller skates.
Yes.
Skateboards.
Play it against sports, man.
You know?
It's great. But yeah, so anyways, I just thought that was interesting as far as this cult-like following that she had, and for her to kind of just casually say, I want to hang out with my kids, which I applaud. I mean, this is certainly the kind of parenting I'm going to be as far as, like, I'd rather live in the moment with my children than
worry about
so
clutter.
Much about the clutter. And I also think that, I mean, and they talk about this a little bit as far as the necessity almost of it, of like Japanese culture and different societies and places where the apartments themselves are so small.
Absolutely.
So you actually have to.
Absolutely.
Versus so much of the, if you own a home that has a basement and a garage and storage and you can just like put stuff away and forget about it and never actually have to be like faced with how much stuff you have until you finally downsize and move. And then you're like, how did I get all this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable. My first house was under 1,000 square feet. And compared to some places where we've stayed in Europe, that's a mansion.
Oh, yeah.
We really have an immense amount of space.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, when we come back, not five, but 10 more things you can do to improve your life slightly without really trying. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Field's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madner on the board in our no sour, haha, funny power hour. We are in the lighter section of the show, and we are rounding out the 100 things to slightly improve your life without very much effort that was published at the beginning of the month by The Guardian. And we've been doing about 5 to 10 per day. I thought my math was going to be correct, but we have 20 left. So we're doing 10 today. 10 tomorrow.
We'll get them all in.
We'll get them all in. Even if we have to bleed this over in the next segment, we'll get them all in. And let us know. I would love to hear from you on if you liked this kind of lighthearted segment, 844-967-2789, or you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If we should keep doing kind of always have a self-improvement, feel-good segment of just some subtle advice you can take or leave.
It's little implementations you can do.
Yeah, because I certainly have a lot of them bookmarked. It's just a matter of, is this helpful?
Is this worth it?
I don't know. All right, well, let's jump right into it because I know Jane's going to be all over number 81.
Oh, I'm excited.
Learn a TikTok dance, but don't post it on TikTok.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it is good. Learning choreography is good for your brain.
I like to dance.
And like I would say, in the same way, any like new sport that takes a certain amount of coordination and the you know, versus just running where it's just the same monotonous movement.
Right.
Like having to do something that causes you to also think while you're moving is supposed to be very good for your brain.
Can't I just make up my own dance routine and do it in my living room? Do I have to take it from TikTok?
No, I don't think you do.
Good. Then I'll do that.
Okay. All right.
Just basically go dance around your living room.
Well, I think there's something in the choreography versus just the moves that come to you. It's not interpretive dance. It is a...
No, mine's an interpretive dance.
have you heard the new Miley Cyrus song?
Called?
I Can Buy Myself Flowers.
Oh, it's her diss to Liam?
Yeah. It's a great song, and it's also like a play on, because I guess he had come out and said the Bruno Mars song, there was a Bruno Mars song that the whole song is about, I should have bought you more flowers, I should have stayed up on the phone talking to you, and like everything's kind of a recall
okay.
to the lines of that song, but it's not at Bruno Mars, it's at Liam Hemsworth. But there, I saw a video this weekend, Diane Keaton in her like, the most Diane Keaton outfit you could imagine of her, like approaching 80 with like a 10 gallon hat on,
of course,
and high waisted pants. And she's just in her garden dancing to that song, like nobody's watching. is exactly what I want to be when I'm her age. Like, she is perfection. Anyways, moving on. 82. Cook something you've never attempted before.
I've done that.
What's the most recent thing that you've never...
The biggest thing I did was I made Julia Child's beef bourguignon.
How'd it turn out?
It was not terrible.
We ate it.
It was edible.
All right.
It's a lot of work and it's a really long... It takes like 6 hours.
Trying to think... I haven't cooked a lot in a while, but... The hardest thing, I cooked coq au vin once. This was a long time ago, and I didn't do it alone, but that was hard. That was a lot of steps.
Yeah. The other thing I have started doing, which sounds so stupid, but I've actually started tasting things when I cook, which is not something I have done a lot of in the past. And I've started tasting seasonings on their own, so I understand what cumin tastes like.
Cumin's good. Big fan of cumin.
Are you? Mm-hmm. You're very pro-cumin?
Pro-cumin.
Okay, good to know.
All right, we gotta keep moving.
All right.
All right, 83. Join a local litter picking up group.
Love it.
Love that one. Yep. 84. Hand wash that thing you never cleaned.
Hand wash the thing you never cleaned.
They're probably talking about a bra. Your really comfy bra that you haven't cleaned in a while. I don't know.
Put it in the gentle cycle. It'll be fine.
85. Don't get a pet... Do get a pet. That's very conflicting.
This is the same guy who wrote Look Closely.
Yes, that's true.
It's Nigel.
They got to the end. They're like, all right, we just got to get to the end of the list.
Nigel's back.
The list. 86. Nap.
Pro nap. Absolutely.
Definitely. Took a good nap this weekend.
Good.
87. Learn how to breathe deeply. In through the nose, out through the mouth, making the exhale longer than the inhale.
Don't give me breathing rules. I'm just going to breathe, okay?
I will say, on my little Apple Watch, a couple times a day, it reminds me to do like the meditation thing, which is you can feel the vibrations on your wrist of breathing in and then breathing out. And you do it for a minute of like very intentionally breathing. And then it tells you like your heartbeat goes down, like because it's measuring everything. And I will say, it does make me feel better.
Oh, that's good.
All right, 88. Buy a bike and use it. Learn how to fix it, too.
Fixing would be useful.
Do you have a broken bike sitting in your garage?
I don't. I do have a bike.
Okay.
I love my bike.
Oh, good.
But I don't ride it nearly as much as I should. I saw someone on a bike today.
Ooh.
Today.
And they weren't stuck?
They weren't stuck. Moving pretty fast, too. It's like 7 degrees. Wisconsinites, we're tough.
Tough cookies.
Woof.
All right, 89, politely decline invitations if you don't want to go.
Definitely.
I've gotten better at that as far as, especially with sometimes the weddings that are, it's like, are we really good friends with these people? Are we going to be friends with these people? Like, I'm flattered that they invited us, but do you think they invited us out of obligation because we're kind of all in the same friend group? And like, do we really want to spend money to go to this thing? Do we really want to make them spend money on us for the, I don't think we should go.
Life's too short.
We've gotten to that age
good.
At this point.
All That's
right,
good.
And 90, if you do go, have an exit strategy. Can we recommend a French exit where you slip out unseen? I thought that was an Irish goodbye. Can the British not give the Irish anything?
No.
I think we found our title for this hour's podcast. All right. When we come back, Eminem drama. It's never ending. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I admit it's getting better. A little better all the time. Yes, I admit it's getting better. It's getting better. Since you've been mine,
getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
A progressive voice from Manitoba.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Saving UW-Richland's campus was the focal point of a meeting on Thursday at the Pippin Conference Center at the college. Community members, current and former faculty and students made their case to keep the campus open. They say the loss of the full-time dean, recruiter, and international coordinator really hurt their ability to attract and retain students. While the future of the campus rests in the hands of the Board of Regents, Senator Howard Markland and Representative Tony Kurtz encouraged the community to make their voices heard before the budget talks this spring and summer. The Republican flat tax may not make it to this year's budget debate. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Upfront program on Milwaukee's Channel 12 he understands Governor Evers would veto a flat tax. Voss says as long as lawmakers cut taxes, he doesn't really mind how. Wisconsin has a $7 billion budget surplus. The governor delivers his budget address on February 15th. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 3 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 12 below. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 11. Dry and turning warmer Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper teens to the low 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 3 above.
.com/listen or Apple or Spotify. Or Stitcher, or Google Podcasts. I think there's 20. I saw an ad this weekend, because of course the algorithm knows everything.
Yes.
And as I'm looking for, you know, I'm constantly kind of on the lookout for different ways to make my life easier as far as content creation, content promotion, getting more people to listen to the show, which is a good reminder. If you like this show, please share it with your friends. But I saw an app that said, you know, launch your podcast, make it easier. And I started looking at it, not that, you know, Civic Media does, but I'm just saying, I was like, maybe that's something we can use. There's 22 different platforms you can post your podcast to.
Wow.
So that one of the things they were promoting was, like, basically through their platform, they will push it to all of the different platforms that podcasts can even get put to, I guess. And I was like, there's 22. I can name four. I don't even know where else one would find podcasts. But yeah, it was 22 different platforms.
And how do, I mean, are people doing Google searches to find these places? How do you even know these places exist?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Now I feel like I need to go find more information about all these different places. Because I feel like the benefit of doing it, being on so many different platforms, is you're constantly meeting people where they are, right? So it's like, it's even the news, right? As far as we're talking about stuff that I do at Journal Sentinel or whatever, are people going to the website or are they relying on what comes into their feed on Twitter or comes into their feed on an RSS feed or Instagram, or like they're receiving information versus seeking it out. Flipboard, you know, all these different things where you can curate the information that you want. So the same thing with like Spotify. If you listen to all your podcasts on Spotify, it's where you find new podcasts and things get recommended to you. And so if you have your thing that you do on Google or whatever, I don't know. I know it'd be interesting to see what the different user count is across these different platforms. Because that seems like a lot.
It does.
Seems like a lot. Anyways, all right. Well, turns out we fell for it. We're suckers. We're gullible. That's fine.
We're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones. And it is, I don't feel like spokes, like corporations typically have this good of sense of humor. Like, I wonder how many loops and, like, discussions had to happen in the boardrooms, because I feel like the amount of red tape and approval that has to go into anything, a company as big as Mars on a brand as famous
and iconic
as M&M's, to say, for the guts to say, yeah, let's do it. Bravo. Hats off.
Got him a lot of attention.
Because they were, turns out, M&M's was trolling us, and they succeeded. So it seems like everyone who suspected that M&M's suspension of its candy mascots was just a PR stunt was spot on, Jane and I not being one of those people. I very much thought that they had had enough of Tucker Carlson talking about them and their female candy bags and their... Do you have it?
I just happen to have
that
sound clip right here.
Finally tonight, we don't usually give story tips to NPR, but here's a story they might want to cover pretty soon and doubtless will. M&M's, the candy company, has just announced that it's redesigning its cartoon characters to be more gender inclusive. Bet you didn't think M&M's were pushing intolerance, but they were. They've been changed. You're seeing the changes right now on your screen. The green M&M, you will notice, is no longer wearing sexy boots. Now she's wearing sensible sneakers. Why the change? Well, according to M&M's, quote, "We all win when we see more women in leading roles, because leading women do not wear sexy boots. Leading women wear frumpy shoes. The frumpier, the better. That's the rule."
It's not actually what they said.
The other big change is that the brown M&M has, quote, "transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels." Mm. So less sexy. That's progress. M&Ms will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous. Until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any one of them. That's the goal. When you're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won.
Can I just point out one small thing that I love about this so very much? Tucker Carlson is upset because he's no longer hot for cartoon candies.
Can't get a drink until you don't want to have a drink with them.
Right. Until they're just
Tucker
down.
Tucker Carlson is married, so I don't know what kind of philandering he wants to do with the M&Ms. But
that is so priceless. I want that plate at my funeral.
So that was obviously part of the reason why they decided to pull this stunt. But the brand told New York Times that its characters will be its long-term spokes candies and suggested they'll reappear in an upcoming Super Bowl commercial.
Oh,
so
good.
We have that to look forward to. I hope they make fun of Tucker Carlson.
Oh, gosh,
I doubt they will.
So.
But last week, we did a whole segment on this, because last week they said it was sending their mascots into retirement over right-wing backlash, and over the outfit changes.
Because they're not hot for inanimate objects.
But also, I mean, because that was almost a year ago, but the even more recent, and did Tucker Carlson cover this? I know that there was some Australian guy who was very upset over the M&M bag of candy that was all the, like, so it would have been brown,
female?
Green.
Oh.
And purple? Who's the third? I don't know who the other, there's another
yellow.
Female.
It's yellow.
No, yellow. The two original were red and yellow, which are both boys.
Okay.
Because they all have, you know.
Assignments.
Sexual organs. Okay. That we should.
Yes.
We should know that they are.
As animated candies all do.
But I just have to spend some time doing a dramatic reading. I did not write this. We have to say this right away. I'm going to perform this, but I did not write this. This is from Alexander Petrie.
Who's brilliant.
Who is brilliant. She is a columnist who offers a lighter take on the news and opinions of the day for the Washington Post. She looks like my age. She is hilarious. And, you know, I'm a big fan of anyone who has that as the kind of their mantra. Like, let's just take a lighter, you know, there's time for serious.
Yep.
But there's also time for playfulness.
Little levity.
She wrote this last week, and Jane sent it to me, and it's just great. So this is the first time I'm reading it out loud, so let's see how this goes.
All right.
They were pounding at the doors of the M&M compound, and Orange M&M was quivering. "This is all your fault," he hissed to Green. "If you just stay sexy for Tucker Carlson, none of this would be happening."
Ah!
"Don't blame Tucker," Red said. Green didn't like how Red seemed to be on the first-name basis with the Fox News host. On her more suspicious days, she wondered how deep their acquaintance really ran.
Ooh.
What was more likely, really, that Red was feeding this third party his own complaints? Or that Tucker Carlson, a human adult male who never interacts with M&Ms except occasionally to eat them if there was no superior candy alternatives available, would have detailed rant-length thoughts about how she and Brown were no longer sexy enough for his taste, and he didn't want to have a drink with them anymore. She guessed it could be the second thing, but that would be a very sad referendum on the state of the human media in general, and Tucker Carlson in particular.
Wouldn't it, though?
"It was corporate that did this to us," Red finished, "not Tucker." Green could not deny that this had been corporate's idea. She had awakened in January of 2022 to find herself altered. Her shoes, formerly go-go boots, which she had read online drove some human beings wild with desire, had suddenly become sensible sneakers.
No.
It had been alarming to just find yourself different without knowing it was coming, but corporate liked to do these things to amuse itself. "That's true," she said. "It was corporate." "You used to have a better sense of humor," Red said. I like how Red's a jerk.
We can name him so many things.
Yes. "You used to have a better sense of humor," Red said, "before they changed you."
Ooh.
Red claimed that his essential character had been unaltered by corporate. The 2022 announcement had said he would share the limelight, but had not revealed unexpected new traits such as Orange's anxiety. Red returned to the matter at hand. "When they break down the door, we're going to have to run, unless you have better ideas." "We can ask our fans for help," Yellow suggested. He pointed at the ceiling where a fan spun lazily.
Nice.
Corporate had also said Yellow was now no longer a buffoon, that he possessed wisdom of his own and saw the world as it should be. Green did not see much of this change in practice. Brown sighed. He was lying on her back reading the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius, to which she had initially been attracted by the large M on the cover. "You still think you're in control," she said. "We've never been in control of any of this." "I do not need to hear that right now," Orange said. He was sweating profusely, something Green had not realized was possible, holding an area of his lenticular body that approximated his chest. "So they're coming for spokes candies now. Our special dispensation is at the end," Brown shrugged. "We're being put out to pasture with the rest of them. We had a good run. Why spoil it at the end?" "It would be unthinkable for corporate to abandon us now," Blue said. "After all the lives we've ended, all the M&Ms we've eaten, you hear them outside. The others all hate us." Green did not know what Blue's deal was. She had not been paying attention when he was introduced, unlike Purple, who had arrived with lots of corporate fanfare, and now it was too late to ask. That is true. There was not a lot of fanfare when Blue came out.
Enter candy jealousies. You got to be careful.
And even when it's not our fault, Brown said, we didn't choose to eat. They gave us a taste for it. Corporate. Not a single choice we've ever made has been an act of free will. They didn't give us, a taste for it, Red said. It was a crime. If I'm an abomination, it was in my own terms. And I sin upon myself, Brown sighed. It's ridiculous. Maybe you're the one who called Tucker, Red shouted. If that's how you really feel, if you really think that's what our lives are for, maybe you were trying to get us all canceled. Is that what happened? Green asked. Canceled? But Red and Brown ignored her. It's all artificial, Brown said. The changes, the indignation, all of it. We're not people. We're not real. We just exist to sell others of our kind. We only exist for Mars, and they could not care less about us. Maybe they hate us, Brown said.
Ooh.
They hate us so much that all their energies are devoted to packaging the rest of us so we can be eaten. They just keep the six of us around to torment us by changing our fundamental nature at a whim to show us that they can.
Ouch.
Outside the door, someone had brought torches. Is anyone melting? Green scanned her body with horror. Corporate will protect us, Blue said, uncertainly. They are in control. Didn't you hear, Red said, in his ugliest, most sneering voice? We've been put to pause. Maya Rudolph is mascot now. And they're going to eat her, Yellow asked? Maya Rudolph is a national treasure. Brown went back to her book. Green wanted to hold her hand. A thousand chocolatey little plunks against the doors were making their dents. Soon they would be swallowed up by the ranks, or melted, or both.
Alexander Petrie in the Washington Post is brilliant.
Brilliant. And so, I don't know if I did that justice, but that was...
That great candy war.
Because it is true. It's that they do have... I feel like... I'm trying to think intimately, like, how the different personality is. Like, Red was always kind of like the snarky know-it-all. Yellow was like a buffoon. And they were the original, too. But then I feel like the third one that came out was Green. And she was the sassy girl. And I feel like I know way less about the personalities for the rest of them. So there's Brown, Blue, Purple. I'm missing one. No, that's six. So there's six. I have no idea what the personality traits are supposed to be, or could even tell you without having just read that what they're supposed to be like.
I didn't even know they had personality traits. They're not real.
They're not real.
They're not real.
They're not real.
And Tucker Carlson, they're not attracted to you either.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will wrap up today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine, so we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matt-Nair. Thank you for joining us today. A reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover or have a guest that you think we should have on, if you have feedback, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If you listened to the watched the live stream today, we did a new thing to much to Jane's chagrin. You survived!
I did.
You did survive.
I did.
We have so much fun on the show. And I feel like for the people who watch the live stream, which is the video version of us doing this live, we're very animated. We have a lot of fun. Sometimes we wear wigs, like we did on Friday.
For a short period of time.
And so I wanted to try a new streaming software called StreamYard, which I think enhances the experience. But it was also because we have a very short period of time to do this in between Earl's show and our show. But we'd love to tell about it.
Thank you, Brian Kelly.
Thank you, Brian Kelly. Jane wants to kill me right now.
I love surprises, Kristen. You know
we've
that.
We've talked about that. We have talked about how much you
so
love surprises.
Much.
But there was never going to be a good day. It was always going to be a Band-Aid situation. Because we can't go live on air.
True.
When someone else is live on air.
That's true.
And we are the way the schedule is, we are after Earl. So we always only have 6 minutes. And so this was going to happen no matter what. This is my feeling about this. You may pinch me once we get off the show.
Whatever.
But hopefully, if you have a chance, if you're listening now, go back and check out today's live stream on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter and give us some feedback. There's more fun. We can have more pop-ups and have the banners up of what the topic is that we're covering. I think the video quality is a little bit better. So I'm happy. We'll see if Jane is happy. She's not. All right. Anyways, so for tomorrow, I'm really excited to talk about this. So Kimberly Clark has a flushability lab.
Excuse me.
Did you know that?
Kimberly Clark, the toilet paper people?
Yeah. It's where scientists test what can and cannot go down the toilet.
Don't we pretty much know this already?
I think it's pretty much only toilet paper that can go down the toilet.
Yeah. You shouldn't be flushing other things down the toilet.
Except drugs. Definitely.
Don't do that either.
Flush drugs down the toilet.
No. Or salt. Don't do that either.
No. But this is in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. So I'm gonna read through that and come back with a report on that tomorrow. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty much what you think it is as far as toilet paper and human waste.
The flushing lab.
The flushing lab.
The flushing lab.
And so we have that to looking forward to tomorrow. The editor from the Isthmus, Jason Joyce, is going to be here.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
And so I'm going to say this again on air tomorrow. Still to this day, one of my favorite compliments I've gotten since starting As Goes Wisconsin was from Jason Joyce before he didn't know who I was. We still haven't met in person. It's one of those social media type relationships.
Sure.
And so it was early, it was still March, maybe leading into April. And I had made that first video with my mom on how to get your absentee ballot. And so, did you ever see that video?
I didn't.
So
I'll have to go back.
The premise is, the premise all came from what I knew would be the case. If my mom, in the very beginning of the pandemic, when we had the last Supreme Court election and what was supposed to be a more heated primary between Biden and Bernie that ended up not being that, people going to myvote.wi.gov to get their absentee ballot and the question being like, upload a picture of your ID. And when you do that on a desktop, there's way more steps versus doing it on your phone.
Sure.
And so I just kind of was like, oh, I know how to show people how to do this. So the premise was me helping my mom, as many millennials do and Gen Zers do, as far as helping your elders with technology. And it would end up being this like funny dynamic between her and I, and me helping her step by step, but then showing how to upload it. And then we did another one on registering to vote. So we did like a whole series throughout 2020. But early on, we had done like three or four within the first month leading up to the election. And Jason Joyce tweeted out, he goes, the Bry women, because then I did one with my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
We did one with my grandmother on how to be safe, because you needed a witness to sign your absentee ballot.
Right.
So I had it with my grandma who lives alone. And so it was after we tweeted that one out that Jason Joyce said, the Bry women doing more for democracy than most of our elected officials.
Youch! Nicely said.
And that's still to this day. So I'll probably tell a truncated version of that story tomorrow, because I'm sure he'll remember retweeting it. But or maybe he won't. I don't know. I remember it. But it meant a lot.
Very nice.
I think at that time he was still working at Cap Times. But tomorrow we'll talk to him. Combination, I think, about independent journalism, because the Isthmus is independent, and how they're faring and different business models that keep them in business and kind of the future of news. But then also, it's kind of Madison news in general. They have Rhodes Conway is up for re-election. So any insights he has on the mayoral election there, if it's competitive, if it's not. But I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And for us, it was an eventful show. I really liked talking to Alan.
Oh, Alan was great.
I'm hoping that Jane doesn't clop me upside the head when we walk out of the studio.
The only thing I would really like to know, can we make me smaller?
Yeah,
Can you make it like really tiny?
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you make it smaller than that?
No. That's as small as it's going to go.
Okay, let's leave it like that.
You prefer this?
Yeah, and let's get some Vaseline for half the lens. That'd be great.
You're like, I got into radio for a reason.
Because no one could see me. But this is lovely. I love it.
You love working with me.
I love being on camera.
All right. Well, with that, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm sure they have a very fun show, as always, with lots of tangents and lots of different directions. I can't wait to hear what they're going to talk about. If you're listening up in Wausau, you got the Chad Holmes show coming up. But for us, this is our Monday show. Thank you for texting and calling and listening. Come back tomorrow at 11 for another rendition of As Goes Wisconsin.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.